Comment, two questions. The comment is, I am honored to be in your presence for the sixth time.
Someone would say to you, however, that wouldn't you have learned the first time?
Well, you see, I don't believe in preachers, I believe in teachers. And if you would take one moment of your time, sometime when you are not occupying the body, and come to Connecticut to Gifts of the Spirit Church, you would probably hear me talk an awful lot about you.
Would you like me to do that? I will be honored to
yes,
accept
I do,
invitation.
I do, I do. Make it, let's see. You do. You do understand our time here. Make it 10:15 on a Sunday morning, the 24th. I will be back there to do the service. And I want you to come and stand side of me, and you can hear me rave about you.
I will tell you this. I'll create a storm and a lot of electricity inside your church. How does that sound? And they'll walk out saying, my God, did you feel the electricity in that ear?
So be it.
So be it. Now, church, tell me about your church.
Well, first of all, I'd have to ask, my question was to ask you, why so many strange things have happened to me since I was a child? Because I was brought up in Baptist religion, and of course, you know, that's all hellfire and brimstone. And what was happening to me from the invisible side of life did not correlate with what they're preaching from up there. You see, so I had a lot of problems with all of that. And yet, the first time I heard, I saw you on the tape, everything you said registered true in here. And it was like I knew it all the time, and it was the first time I had ever heard it from anyone else's mouth. And I became so overjoyed with this that I just couldn't handle it. So I took off and went to Tampa, Florida to see you. And then, this is the sixth time, so I can't get enough of your teaching. Maybe I'm dense, but I can't get enough of your teaching.
I could never have gotten enough when I began to think less about the pain in my back and more about what I was seeing that I never really saw. You know, I was in pursuit of the unknown God. It's something you couldn't put your hand on and put it in front of you and say, this is God. The moment I realized I was seeing things that I had never seen in all of my life, I couldn't stop gazing at them or experiencing them. And all of my life was realizing that, was in the pursuit of realizing what I had not seen around me, that was always around me, that was quite evident. So that took me all of the days of my existence, and it was worth every moment of it. It is very small indeed of a person to snap at another. Didn't you hear that the first time? Didn't you realize that the first time? I think that is very small of another human being to do to another human being. But when the water is flowing very freely, the truth is coming and it is ringing inside of you, you should listen all that you can. And every opportunity that you can. Because you're supposed to be here. This is why I am here. For 10 years in your counting, this is small time and space. I have endeavored to address Behold God. But in a truth that was so simple, but it took all of this time for so many people to begin to realize the first address. In your schools, you have higher and lower education. And higher education is only relative if you're the lower. And when you become the higher, you're still the lower in the other higher's point of view. So that's a little confusing. But higher education, you begin in levels and you progress in learning. When a person would spend as much of their time in learning not so much the education that fits them for a social environment and a career, if they would apply as much of their time and, yes, goal, the necessity to be there, to be enrolled, in learning as they do in not learning, they would all sin in one lifetime. They'd leave here Christ's rather than confused human beings who die of old age because they have lost the will to live or to communicate. And they have lost the will to know God because God was a fabrication by empty-hearted men and women. I'm happy you're here. It took all my life to learn what I learned. And I know a lot of other entities took all of their life to be what they became. So what is it, in the light of all eternity, to turn to my audience 6 times to listen and learn? It is a small thing. It is the knowledge that allowed you to see the light of all eternity. And Master, the more you learn in this audience and can explain in your own words, the more people you're going to help.
That is something I really believe, because going way, way back, I started telling people that, as far as I'm concerned, God is not out there, that God is in here, and that we have the key, and the keyhole is on our side of the door.
You are correct.
I remember saying that a long time, and when I heard you say it, I almost went out in space, because you were the first person that I have ever heard say those words, you see? And so Gifts of the Spirit Church is a church of, it is a teaching ministry and a healing ministry. And I think all of this other dogma is all garbage, really.
It is.
And when I heard you say it is recycled ignorance, again I almost went into space, because that's what I have been saying, you see? Now, one short question. I can't get it out of my mind because of your teachings. And you're teaching reincarnation. The energy is going to change in this room when I ask you this question. Were you Yahshua ben Joseph 2,000 years ago?
No.
Thank you.
But I was part of the council of 13 that made up the personality of the entity.
So there was a connection. I just knew somewhere in there. But with your knowledge, your great teaching, your love for us heathens, it's unbelievable. And I suddenly connected you with Yahshua ben Joseph.
Yahshua ben Joseph doesn't really look at all like what the Book of Books says he was. That is a fabrication. You must understand that. There was a Yeshua ben Joseph. Still is. Humanity that was willing to go to school, which he did, into secret schools of the Far East to learn, which he did, and the ability to come back in a crudely woven robe and sandals made of rope and began a journey into the Gentiles to teach him who the Lord God really was, did exist, still does. There have been some remarkable people exist. There are remarkable people coming alive today that have the same illumination. They understand with such a wisdom that they put those who clatter around them to shame, because their wisdom is so intact. Listen, what I came to teach is not anything new. It was the truth that everyone in this room knew and understood before the ball game, what is it, got to going. It's what everyone's forgotten. You teach your people, and it'll turn a beacon into many people. But the church is a hypocrisy and has been for humanity. It has been the preeminent player in putting people to sleep, coloring them beige, and having them live in terror. There have been the destroyers of ancient wisdom in the guise of the Holy Grail. They are creators of demons and Lucifers and devils and terrible things that is really a reflection of themselves. Bless your church, our blessing.
Thank you.
You teach this to people that come to your church entity, and it'll overflow in its walls.
I have said so many times, and I'm going back so far that I can't even probably remember, but I said what was true 10,000 years ago, 20,000 years ago, 35,000 years ago.
You got that right.
Is still true today. You can't change truth. And I says, as far as I'm concerned, and of course I took a lot of abuse because I fell in love with Ramtha. And a lot of people in the same position I'm in, they are so jealous of the entity that you occupy, but there's not one drop of blood in my body that's jealous of anybody as long as they're telling the truth. And I'm honored to be in your presence again.
I never had anyone say that to me, and I am honored you came. Here's to you. Open the door and let it flow like a river from your mouth, Master, and you'll electrify your audiences. And they'll know joy and truth, and bless you for your light. Live for that light, irregardless of what the world does to you, entity. There's coming a day where you'll be recognized for it, so be it.
Thank you. Just one small comment. I know you want to go on to somebody else, but please let me just say this. The first audience that I was in Tampa, Florida, and you had finished the afternoon, and you and your group were on your way out. You turned real quick and came to me in the audience. And I don't remember what you said. I was so overpowered with the emotion in there. I still to this day don't know what you said, but I do remember one thing. I still have the shirt. It has not been laundered. I have the date and your name on it, and you placed your right hand on my, do you mind? You placed your right hand right here, and you went right down my spine. And my lady friend that was with me, she says, it reminded me of someone, a king, knighting someone. I'll never forget that, although I did not remember the words you said. I was just taken over by the power.
Let me tell you what the words were.
Thank you.
I heard your thought, my beloved man, and know that you are loved and blessed, and what you perceive, be it a truth. Go in peace. That was the words. Now listen, you. You know where I go back to? This is all borrowed. This gets the shutting down, the cough, the hack, because I overuse this body. But it is also important that this body be here because it has breasts, it has a womb, it has a woman's face and hair, because God is man and woman, and that is the importance of this body, but it is borrowed. But it is filled with the Holy Spirit and the fire and truth that can manifest. Its words are not empty, but they are glorified. You look upon me and can see me bless you, for then you are seeing God within you. And to this entity that this home has been a dream that is realized and everything here, I have good news for you. The entity has realized all of this and it could give her up. Where's Master Jeffrey? Yes. And it could give him up because they have owned it and have gone through tribulations to get it. Now, I have only been given small times to work because I am very limited in this body. Truth, no, but action, yes. Greatest thing I'll do for you is on that church when I'm out of this body. But it says a lot about you that you come all of this way, that you love this truth, and to hear this most outrageous, unbelievable, incredulous entity, who everyone says is really this woman. If it is, she can dispense with my identity and just be who she is. Bless you. So be it.